mourned as Bery Amjad Fayed and promised to take revenge for his killing. Islamic Jihad claimed the 17-year-old as one of its members. He was killed by Israeli forces in Jenin refugee camp in the early hours of Saturday. The Israeli army has intensified night raids in Jenin in recent weeks. Since the beginning of the year, 21 Palestinians have been killed in the camp. This is also where Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh was shot in the head and killed by the Israeli army. She was on assignment and wearing a helmet and vest, clearly marking her as a journalist. But Israel is refusing to launch a criminal investigation. And now 57 American politicians have signed a letter demanding the FBI to investigate. Republican Congressman Andre Carson tweeted, "The killing of Al Jazeera reporter and fellow American Shireen Abu Akleh was not only a tragedy, it was an affront to press freedom and to all Americans." Adding, "We need answers and accountability from the Israeli government." On the day of her funeral, Israeli forces stormed the procession and started beating mourners, causing pallbearers to almost drop her casket. That didn't stop thousands of Palestinians from marching through occupied East Jerusalem to take part in a funeral and burial. Israel has tremendous support within the US, and that's the reason why they've been able to so far resist pressure on opening an investigation into Shireen Abu Akleh's death. However, with international voices growing louder, how much longer they can resist that pressure remains to be seen. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, occupied East Jerusalem.